1 Corinthians 1:31, God did this so that just as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. While it is true that we often boast and brag about ourselves, we ask the Lord to forgive us for such sinful, self-centered pride. We know there is a proper time and manner for boasting when we give all praise and glory to our loving God. Christmas is less than a week away, a day in which we celebrate God's wisdom and power cloaked in meekness. He left his throne in heaven and set aside the full use of his divine power and authority. He was conceived and born of a humble believing woman, the Virgin Mary. He was placed in a manger, the very beginning of an extremely humble earthly life. And he would offer himself as the atoning sacrifice for our sins 33 years later on Calvary. In simplicity and humility, God enters the world to be our Savior. This is heavenly wisdom and strength. As we worship our Savior, we find a legitimate reason to boast. We pray. Loving Savior, cleanse me from my prideful boasting. Turn my heart to you in greater faith and grateful praise. For you, my Savior, are my pride and joy. Amen.